Without the ones like you, who work tirelessly to keep things running, everything would suddenly stop. Hospitals, factories, schools, and power plants, they all depend on you. No matter the weather, emergency, or time of day, you're the ones who get it done. At Grainger, we're here for you, with professional-grade industrial supplies. Count on real-time product availability and fast delivery. Call, clickgrainger.com or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
Morning Drive with Goodman and Hurdle, presented by Silterhar Mazda. A no-pressure buying experience in Broomfield at Silterhar Mazda. Live from the Sasquatch Casino and Wild Card Casino Sports Desk, here's Eric and Bruce.
And good morning, everybody. Welcome Morning Drive. Goodman Hurdle. Watch us, smileysports.com. You can reach us on the Rocky Mountain Forest Products Twitter feed, at Bruce Hurdle, at Eric Goodman. If you're looking for wholesale loan to the public, go to rmfp.com. So I think the timing is absolutely perfect that I will be in Arizona tomorrow to cover the Cardinals side of the coaching search. I've had this on the calendar for the last 2 to 3 months, hoping that this would be the case. And lo and behold, I nailed it.
Well, we're living in a vacuum right now.
That's
so
right.
Anything that we can do
to fill it up,
to grasp at cactus, I guess in your case, or straws or whatever we have left here, we'll figure it out. It's all good.
I will be on location for the show on a golf course tomorrow. Time now for The Lead.
The Lead is presented by Smokin' Dave's Barbecue and Brew, Colorado's best barbecue since 2007. Get some tonight in Denver, Longmont, Lyons, and Estes Park.
I believe February 2nd is Groundhog's Day, but this week has been Groundhog's Day as I start the show with this sentence. No second interviews have been set up for the Broncos candidates to be their new head coach. Is this becoming, honestly, a little bizarre? Why wouldn't they set up at least one interview? Or, here's my conspiracy theory for the day. Do you think they've already done some second interviews, maybe by Zoom, so media guys can't track flights and we just are going to be kept in the dark?
Do you think there's a certain amount of the public out there that are kind of getting a chuckle at all of us running around chasing our tails? Look, this is a coaching search that is being done differently than we are used to. Unfortunately, we are used to this now in Denver, since we are now on coach 5 in the last 7 years,
right,
or 8 years, whatever the case is. We're familiar with the process. We know how to get information. We expect certain information. That information has not been forthcoming. And so we're all kind of left wondering, well, I don't know how we do this. And there is no answer. We're doing the best that we can to get the most information that we can get. But there's a feeling, a little bit of a feeling, at least in my, from my perspective, of of just throwing stuff in the void, man, to fill it up. You know, I mean, it's like I feel like we're filling the landfill here a little bit. Yes, it's possible that things have been the very first interview in this process was done via Zoom with Jim Harbaugh. That's how this whole process started off.
Right.
I suppose it's possible, maybe likely for this group, which clearly doesn't want to do this in the glare of media.
One of the reasons why you would have a second interview, generally speaking, in person is so the person can get a tour of the facility.
Yeah.
So they can see where they might be working.
Right.
So, does Dan Quinn need to fly in?
Probably not.
Nope. You can do that over Zoom if you want to.
Sure.
You know, I'm just making stuff up as I go along.
And he's been here in the last 11 months.
That's my point.
Right.
I mean, we're all kind of making things up, except for what I'm about to say.
Ah.
D'Amico Ryans will get the offer. And I say that definitively. He will get the offer. You can make the case that I'm drawing this conclusion because the Broncos are waiting for Monday to bring him in, because he would need to come in simply for the fact he has never been to the facility. I don't understand why they wouldn't talk to a couple of other guys by Zoom, fly them in. That doesn't make any sense to me. It seems to me like they're putting all their eggs in one basket with one guy. It is my understanding the interview did go well. The question is, who is going to be his offensive coordinator?
Big question, by the way. That's a big question.
Mm-hmm.
Because you have the whole dynamic, lest we forget, the whole dynamic of number three is still sitting there. And I would tend to agree with you through powers of deduction, which is, I think, where we are at this point. We are deducing that D'Amico Ryans is going to get an offer and is the guy. Okay, fine. If that's the way we're going, then for the purposes of filling the next hour and 55 minutes or the talk radio vacuum that has been produced now, what do you need for D'Amico Ryans to be able to hit the ground running? Well, one of the biggest things is maturity, experience, and again, this is us foisting our values on this decision process. An experienced guy to run the offense, because you've got to have, we think, an experienced guy to work with Russell Wilson. Someone that won't be bum-rushed by Russell Wilson, which I think that we have a very good example of that happening with Nathaniel Hackett, right?
Yeah.
So that's a big issue, a really big issue at this point. D'Amico Ryans in and of himself, there are some things that probably you would look at, and I'm sure that Broncos country will do this. 2 years a coordinator. He started as a quality control guy, 2017? Let's not forget, this guy played a lot of really good football, too.
Yep.
Let's not forget the experience of playing the game, and playing the game at a high level, and playing the game as a captain and a leader, pretty much from the day he stepped on the field in Houston.
To put it in perspective, how fast he has risen up the coaching ranks, Kyle Shanahan talked about it yesterday, and he literally just heaped praise onto Ryans. Ryans was hired as a quality control coach, and 6 months later, he was promoted to linebackers coach. That's moving up the food chain pretty quickly. Quality control, you're usually stuck in that job for a little while.
Right.
And suddenly, he's a linebackers coach. I get it, he played linebacker. I understand that. But there's a lot more to learn. And sometimes they want you to start at the bottom and work your way up. 6 months is a pretty short amount of time. He was microwaved to the linebacker spot because apparently he is just that good. Getting back to who's going to be the offensive coordinator, you really got to look at it and say, okay, who has ties to D'Amico Ryans? We don't want this to be a Vance Joseph situation where John Elway is saying, I know you're really happy to have the job, so good. And I'm going to put together your staff for you. It can't be that way for Ryans. It really can't be that way for anyone.
No.
So you think, okay, well, Jim Caldwell makes a lot of sense. I don't know if they have any ties together. David Shaw makes sense. I don't know if they have any ties together. I'm looking up Daryl Bevel right now. I don't see any ties. So I don't know who he is going to pick. I was told a name, and I was like, wow. And I'm not going to put it out there right now, not trying to be secret squirrel, but I can't confirm it.
No, right. I'm with you.
But I will tell you, when I heard the name, I'm like, you know what? That makes a lot of sense. And honestly, it checks every box. I'm just not so sure this guy would take the job, is the best way to put it. So what is his coaching staff going to look like? You know, I don't mean to jump the shark because we're going to talk about this in a couple of segments, and I'm not suggesting he would be the offensive coordinator. Jerry Rosberg is no longer with the Broncos coaching staff. It was an expiring contract. This was going to happen. I think the Broncos might be open to bringing him back into the organization. You know what? First-year head coaches usually have problems with game management, right?
Sure.
What's wrong with having Jerry Rosberg around?
There's nothing wrong with it.
So now you have a guy potentially who might want to stick around and help out a little bit on a lot of different things. But Jerry Rosberg is not the answer.
No.
Who is your offensive coordinator going to be? It would not surprise me at all if Brian Shaw David Shaw is going to be part of this staff in some capacity. He does have head coaching experience, but I don't know if Ryan's even knows him.
We don't know. As it relates to Jerry Rosberg, this is a logical conclusion to the process, simply because you've got to have learned some lessons somewhere along the way, even though all of the principals here were not here in 2017 when the decision to bring in Vance Joseph was made. Vance Joseph never, I don't know, Eric, how would we look back at Vance Joseph? Did he ever really have a chance to do it his way? I did it my way. He might not have been a very good head coach. He might have been a better head coach than he was, but he was swimming upstream from Jump Street.
Well, he was swimming upstream because he was a first-year head coach.
Right.
And he was swimming upstream with two guys specifically who had sticks of dynamite in their hand.
Right.
Trying to blow him out of the water. And I will say their names, because one guy, see his name in the news now because he's up for jobs, specifically offensive coordinator jobs. And I have no problem saying this in public. And anybody in the media would agree with me because they know exactly what I'm talking about. Number one, Mike McCoy.
Yes.
He was brought in to help out Vance Joseph. He was gunning for Vance Joseph's job day one.
I would agree with that.
What year did you get here again? 2015? 2016?
Yep, 2016.
Remember everybody's favorite guy, Eric Studisville?
Yes.
Absolute snake. He was the leaker of leakers. You needed a story? Give Eric a call. He'll help you out. Tried to undermine Vance Joseph. He wanted the head coaching job. What I'm about to say is speculation on my part. This part is speculation. The other part is absolutely true. He would talk to the media, leak stories out all the time. Actually, there was another guy as well, but I digress. Eric Studisville, my opinion only, probably looked at Vance Joseph, because remember, Studisville was the interim guy before Joseph got hired. My gut feeling tells me one reason why Studisville was undermining Vance Joseph. What do you mean you're hiring a black coach? I'm a black coach. How come I didn't get the job? I was the interim guy. You're hiring this guy, and I've been with this organization for a long time. You bring in Eric Studisville, you better watch your back, because the media loves Eric Studisville. And I think that every media guy pretty much has Eric Studisville on speed dial and vice versa. I'm guessing you heard the same things.
Yes. All you have to do is go back to that point in time to know that you don't saddle someone coming in with leftovers.
Right. Well, one reason is, well, we still have to pay these guys.
You know what? Please. Is there a limit? Is there a cap on paying coaches?
This one story will tell you everything that you need to know about the setup with Vance Joseph. Unless Vance was lying to me. And Les. Vance was on the show I did with Les in Afternoon Drive. And we said, who do you think is going to be your offensive coordinator? And he kind of sidestepped it. And we said, we're hearing it's Mike McCoy. He's like, well, I'm really not sure. We come to find out, as he is on our show, literally talking to me and Les, McCoy is sitting in Elway's office talking about becoming the offensive coordinator. That should tell you how much Vance Joseph knew about Mike McCoy being his offensive coordinator, or he just wasn't telling us the truth.
So there you go.
And he knew it was going to be jammed down his throat.
So there's about 10 minutes explanation about why you don't force guys on someone new coming in.
And to me, that's the biggest question about D'Amico Ryans.
Right.
Everything I hear about him, fantastic leader, organized, you know, pushes you hard enough, but knows when to take his foot off the gas.
Tough-minded players coach.
And I've been consistent in this. I know a lot of people come out and say, you can't hire a first-year head coach. I don't have a problem with it. Pick the right first-year head coach. You're 0 for 3. I get it. There are bad apples in every batch. And every time Elway and Peyton stuck their head in the water bobbing for apples, they came up with an apple that was rotten. It doesn't mean that D'Amico Ryans is. Since we've been doing this show during this whole coaching search, I haven't really given an opinion about who I would like to see be the head coach. But last week I said, you know what? I think D'Amico Ryans is the right guy.
Yes, you did.
Now, for all I know, he'll be a total bust. But if he doesn't have the right staff, it will be a bust. Coming up after the break, what's going on with Sean Payton? Yeah, I know that the Broncos don't have a second interview with him. He doesn't have a second interview with anybody. You think that's a coincidence? It's not. That's next. Just to waste my time with you. Tell me all that you've thrown away. Find out games you don't want to play.
Morning Drive with Goodman and Hurdle, presented by Silterhar Mazda. A no-pressure buying experience in Broomfield at Silterhar Mazda. Find them at sthmazda.com. Live from the Sasquatch Casino and Wildcard Casino Sports Desk, here's Eric and Bruce.
Welcome back. Morning Drive, Goodman Hurdle. Watch us at MyLifeSports.com. You can reach us on the Rocky Mountain Forest Products Twitter feed, at Bruce Hurdle, at Eric Goodman. If you're looking for wholesale lumber to the public, go to rmfp.com. The new year has come and gone, and I have a great New Year's resolution for you. Take care of your living will. Take care of your will. Take care of your estate plan. You don't know what tomorrow is going to bring. If you have a family, maybe you have a couple of assets lying around, you want to make sure that your family is protected. You can't make any decisions when you're in a box. Just being honest about it. You can't do it. Now, if you're not married and you're thinking, well, what do I need to go see Dan McKenzie for? Well, a living will is a pretty good reason why. Because you want to be able to make that decision if, God forbid, you get into an accident and you're in a horrible state. You want your wishes to be known before you get into that accident. Go talk to Dan McKenzie today. That's who Mandy and I worked with to put together all of our plans for our estate plan, will, living will. Give Dan McKenzie a call today. He's absolutely the best. 833-CO-PLANS, 833-CO-PLANS, or go to coplans.co. Time now. The Buzz.
The Buzz is presented by Paramount Siding and Windows. Paramount Siding and Windows, it's quality in everything they do. Find them at ParamountSidingandWindows.com.
NFL Network's Ian Rappaport reporting. It doesn't seem like Sean Payton is getting second interviews with Carolina or Houston, as both franchises have started their second round of interviews. Payton has not gotten a call, an invite for the Broncos. Payton, by the way, has a first interview today with the Cardinals. Quoting Rappaport, as of right now, it doesn't seem like there is a place for Sean Payton in the coaching world. Wow. I thought he's the guy with the Super Bowl. I thought he's the guy who turned a already Pro Bowl quarterback, Drew Brees, into a Hall of Famer. And yes, he did. I'll be the first one to say that. He helped Drew Brees a lot. But with that, if you're not getting a second interview with all these teams, maybe the common denominator is you.
Could very well be. Yeah. I mean, I'm surprised he's even taking the interview with the Cardinals.
He took, as I said before, the word was that he was going to have a second interview on Wednesday.
Yep.
I'm guessing he probably believed that, even if a phone call wasn't made. Hey, come on in on Wednesday, right? Well, I'm going to schedule something on Thursday, even if I don't like the job, just to put some pressure on them.
I guess.
Yeah.
Yeah. I don't know if that's going to work out for him. Now, he's got the fallback of another year under contract. He can go back to Fox. He doesn't have to be in a hurry. He's got all the cards.
At the end of the day, I don't understand, honestly, that narrative.
Okay.
Well, he can fall back on his job on Fox. What do you think he would honestly rather do? Be a head football coach or go play television?
I think he would rather be a head football coach.
So,
but I think he would rather be a head football coach in a place that he thinks that he can be a successful head football coach. He's the guy that walked away from the Saints when
he destroyed their salary cap and lost their Hall of Fame quarterback.
So, you can look at what he's done and make a fairly logical conclusion that it's going to be the perfect situation for him. And as long as he feels like he has that leverage, that he will always be the alpha in the room for a coaching change, then I get it. Whether it's going back to Fox or just sitting on the beach for a year.
Generally speaking, and I'm sure there are exceptions out there, and I can't think of them off the top of my head. When a team is looking for a new head coach, that's because there are a lot of problems with the organization. There's really no such thing as a head coaching job opening and that team went to the Super Bowl, or the franchise is in really good shape. You hire a new head coach to help clean up the mess of the predecessor. Of course, a head coaching job being open is going to come with a lot of warts. If he's waiting for a better job, where is that going to be unless Andy Reid retires?
Right. Well, that's a matter of perception, because you're absolutely right. It's a question of things being broken and you've got to be brought in to fix it.
It's kind of like, what stinks worse? A glass of milk that's been sitting out in the sun for 4 days, a tuna fish sandwich that has been sitting out in the sun for 4 days. What sounds better to you? Generally speaking, when you're looking at openings, those are your choices. In general, let's look at the openings. We can easily find flaws in most.
Sure.
Right? Now, let's look at the Jacksonville job last year. They were terrible, right? Doug Peterson took over, but he did have Trevor Lawrence. Yep. So there are some things that make some jobs more attractive than others. So let's look at the openings now. The Broncos, ownership. They're going to do whatever it takes to win.
No question.
But you have a quarterback that, if you can't fix him, you're going to be saddled for more than a few years. Not only this year, but then if they cut him, now you're in salary cap hell. That's a big black mark on the resume. The Houston Texans. Do you really want to go work for Cal McNair?
Wouldn't be my first choice.
No. And I'll be honest with you, and I'll probably get in trouble for saying this. Hey, D'Amico Ryans, Cal McNair has a really sad history with black head coaches.
Look at the last 3 years.
He fires them every single year. Yeah. Now, I don't think that's going to happen to D'Amico Ryans. Mm-hmm. And oh, by the way, the Texans are the and only competition, as Ryans has turned down multiple second interviews. What's the allure to going to Houston? Two things. One, he played there. Number two, he met his wife there, and that's where she's from. Let's look at Mike Munchak. Could have probably had any offensive line coaching job he wanted. Why did he come here? His grandbaby is here, or his grandbabies are here. His daughter is here. Sometimes family is going to win out over a strength of an organization.
Still don't understand why Mike Munchak wasn't the offensive line coach again this year.
Well, because Nathaniel wanted to bring one of his buddies that he plays beer pong with.
Butch Berry, great. How'd that work out?
Really well.
Sometimes you just got to humble yourself a little bit, and things that are tried and true, as long as you are comfortable with who you are. Mike Munchak is not going to be a problem for you, I don't think.
Well, he brought in Butch Berry. It was a disaster. He wasn't good at teaching. The offensive line was a hot mess with injuries.
And I've heard it was a hot mess from the get-go.
And oh, by the way, just to put a white-hot spotlight on how bad Butch Berry was, how did the Bengals do with three new starting offensive linemen in their playoff game against the Bills?
Pretty good.
Yeah. Coaching does matter, doesn't it?
Of course it does. Of course it does.
Sean Payton on your list anymore?
No.
Nope.
I don't think so.
Yep.
Don't think so. You could see this thing starting to unravel, and maybe that's a little unfair. Not just with the Broncos, but league wide. I think that Sean Payton has gone from the key seat at the table and all of the and basically dealing the cards to not really being in the game right now.
Well, it's funny because when I think about what I've heard about Sean Payton's interview with the Broncos, it is my understanding Greg Penner, I wouldn't use the word smitten, but he really likes the resume. But what I heard was the interview didn't go as well with everybody in the room as has been reported. Every time I ask people, do you like Colin Cowherd? I think he's unbelievable. I love him.
Oh, he's a talent.
I think he is an incredible talent. But if Colin Cowherd was sitting across the table from me, I'd say, listen, you know this as well as I do, Colin. In the media business, the media uses the players, coaches, and executives as much as the players, coaches, and executives use you.
Very much a two-way street.
There are so many times where somebody wants a story out there. Sometimes the media member, journalist, writer, whatever, talk show host, they know the story is untrue. They know the story is untrue, but they put it out there to do that person a favor, hoping to get another big favor down the road.
Yeah. Right? That is an accurate statement.
And I know with the Broncos, historically, they have planted some trial balloons with media members just to get it out there to see what the reaction would be. Colin, you're being used. You are being used by Sean Payton and his propaganda machine, because the interview in Denver was not a swinging success, as you are putting out there. It's not.
Yeah,
it wasn't.
Yeah, there's been some absolutes there. Denver wants Sean. Russell Wilson wants Sean. It's a question of whether Sean wants them.
See, here's the thing. We look at the Jim Harbaugh interview last year with the Vikings. As been widely reported, he walked in there thinking he had the job.
Yeah.
And so when I hear the phrase, and while I agree with the phrase, and there needs to be some truth to this, the Broncos are interviewing Payton as much as Payton is interviewing them.
Always remember that.
And that's the way it should be in any interview.
Sure.
But just the way it feels, it sounds to me like Sean went in there thinking, this is my job, and I'm going to puff out my chest a little bit.
Yeah, and I don't know if there has been a process of elimination, but it feels like it.
Yeah. By the way, I'll tell you a quick story about the media potentially being used by a player, coach, executive. Has that ever happened to you where someone has offered up a story to you and you're not sure if it's true, but you put it out there anyway? But you don't seem to me.
No, I'm not okay. If it's not true, it better be true.
Okay.
For me. I mean, I don't hold myself up as anything virtuous. That's just kind of where I come from.
Fortunately, I can cover myself in a shroud of secrecy with what I'm about to say.
Okay.
I've been here since 2004. Because there have been so many head coaching searches, the person who I'm about to talk about, and I'm not going to name his name, he gets to remain anonymous because there have been so many coaching searches. Many years ago, I felt there was a certain guy who should be the head coach of the Denver Broncos. I knew him pretty well. I gave him a call and I said, hey, just want to let you know, I'm going to write an article about you on why I think you should be the head coach. Right?
Right.
He didn't call me. I called him. Let's make that very clear. I called him and I wanted to get his thoughts on some things and put them on the record. After I interviewed him, he said to me, Eric, I can't thank you enough for doing this. And because you are supporting me and my candidacy, if I wind up getting this job, You have my number. You call me with whatever you need.
That's nice.
Uh-huh. Whatever you want, whatever you need, I am there for you. Meaning, he would be a source on every single thing
open
I needed.
Open book.
That's right. To which I said to him, I'm not writing this article to get a favor. I'm writing this because I really believe it. I appreciate what you're saying, but this isn't why I'm doing it. I'm doing it because I think you'd be the best head coach.
But that's a happy residual.
It's a happy residual, but a lot of times people will write stories because they're hoping to hear that in return, that they're going to get something out of it. I'm like, I don't need anything out of it. I appreciate the nice offer, but I'm not writing it to do you a favor. I'm writing it because I think you're the best choice.
You have conviction.
That's right. Coming up after the break, where is Tom Brady going to land next year? Or this year, I should say. Well, I think we might have an idea on where he might be interested because it's all on video. That's next.
Morning Drive with Goodman and Hurdle, presented by Silterhar Mazda, a no-pressure buying experience in Broomfield at Silterhar Mazda. Find them at sthmazda.com. Live from the Sasquatch Casino and Wildcard Casino Sports Desk, here's Eric and Bruce.
Welcome back, Morning Drive, Goodman and Hurdle. Watch us at milehighsports.com. You can reach us on the Rocky Mountain Forest Products Twitter feed at Bruce Hurdle, at Eric Goodman. If you're looking for wholesale loan to the public, go to rmfp.com. Time now for What's Trending.
What's Trending, presented by Silterhar Mazda. Get to Silterhar in Broomfield for a no-pressure buying experience at Silterhar Mazda, or find them at sthmazda.com.
I'm guessing wherever Tom Brady goes in public, someone is going to take their phone and turn it into a camera.
How much does that suck?
It does.
I mean, really?
So when Tom Brady walked into Miami Country Day Private School, he had to have known that somebody was going to take a video of it and put it on social media.
Gee, and guess what happened?
Now, I can't imagine that Tom Brady was at the Miami Country Day Private School because he was looking to be a silent donor to build a new gymnasium or a volleyball arena like Brett Favre. But I digress. I'm guessing he was looking for his kids. I think that's probably a safe assumption. And Tom Brady has been tied to the Dolphins. I think there's a chance he goes to the Raiders. But Tom Brady has been linked to Stephen Ross, the Dolphins owner, for a while. So much, in fact, Stephen Ross lost a draft pick because of it.
Right.
So you think the Dolphins are a real possibility?
I think that they always were, even before he went to Miami Day School.
Right.
Right? I mean, look, you got to look at logical places, if there's such a thing as a logical place for a 45-year-old. Is that, what is he, 45 right now?
45. Yeah.
If there is a logical place.
Young enough to be your son.
Wow.
Is that crazy?
Just stop. Let's stop that for a moment.
And that's in all 50 states. If Tom Brady was 50, he could be your son in some of the states.
Yeah.
Especially the one that has a lot of S's in the name.
45 means that I would have started very young.
Alex just got that. Because he said the state out loud. He goes, oh, Mississippi. I just saw him mouth that. Oh, it must be Mississippi.
Nothing gets past Alex.
Nope, nothing.
No. He's a lion. He's a hungry lion, and we're a piece of meat.
Yep.
Mississippi. How many places do you think really, there are two places that you could, aren't there really? Miami or Vegas?
Yep. You can make the case the Jets possibly.
Oh, okay.
But I don't think.
Okay.
Do you think Tom Brady would like a crack at Belichick twice a year? But remember, the Jets are doing something under Salah.
They
have a pretty good defense.
You're right.
They have a pretty good running back, pretty good offensive line. But you know who I think winds up going there? The Jets?
Aaron Rodgers.
Because who are they trying to hire? Nathaniel Hackett.
Or Clint Kubiak.
I don't know if the tie with Kubiak and Rodgers is there. By the way.
No, but I mean, I just find it interesting that he's at least interviewing.
I'll give you something else.
All right.
We know the ties that Brady has with Stephen Ross, the owner. Diana Rossini of ESPN put out yesterday, there might be a dark horse candidate for Sean Payton. Why not the Miami Dolphins? He's been tied to that team too. The question is, who would Tom Brady, if he goes to Miami, he would get to handpick his coach, even if it's for 1 year.
Hmm.
If Brady said to Stephen Ross, I want Sean Payton, hey, Mike McDaniel, thanks for everything.
Yeah, you're right.
Because if you think about it, there are ties there. Belichick and Payton have ties. I'm guessing through channels that Brady has probably known Sean Payton for a long time.
Not sure that's an optimal situation for Sean Payton, but who knows?
Miami?
For 1 year with Tom Brady?
Well, he's not going to sign a one-year deal.
No, he wouldn't sign a one-year deal.
And Stephen Ross is the guy who'd probably give away 10 first-round draft picks if he was allowed. Then again, he needs to stop losing them for tampering.
Miami would make very good sense.
Mm-hmm.
Vegas would make some sense.
You know, it'd be great. How about Sean Payton gets the job tomorrow? Brady makes an announcement. Mike McDaniel loses his job and he comes and joins D'Amico Ryans. How would that look?
Well, they're at least friends.
They know each other. They're on the same coaching staff.
They were on the same staff.
Right. What do we have coming up on Just In Case You Missed It?
Joe Sakic made a trade yesterday, bringing a familiar face back into town. And Bills GM Brandon Bean had some interesting comments regarding the Bengals roster construction. What did he say? That's next on Morning Drive with Goodman and Hurdle on Mile High Sports.
Bless your soul. You really think you're in control? Well,
the hard you try, you can't stop us now. No matter how hard you try, you can't stop us now.
Morning Drive with Goodman and Hurdle, presented by Silterhar Mazda. A no-pressure buying experience in Broomfield at Silterhar Mazda. Find them at sthmazda.com. Live from the Sasquatch Casino and Wildcard Casino Sports Desk, here's Eric and Bruce.
Alex, we have some breaking news. Breaking news. The Denver Broncos still have not set up a second interview. Time now for the final word.
Presented by Greenfield's Pool and Sports Bar in Lakewood. Greenfield's has everything under one roof, including the best happy hour in town. 2-for-1 wine, well, and drafts from 3 until 7 p.m. Just in case you missed it. Presented by Mountain High Appliance, Colorado's favorite appliance store for 25 years in Louisville, Colorado Springs, and now open in their new store in Littleton. Go to mountainhighappliance.com.
Okay, just in case you missed it, the Avs made a trade yesterday as they sent defenseman Jacob McDonald and forward Martin Kaut to San Jose, and they received forward and former Av Matt Nieto and defenseman Ryan Merkley in return. Nieto gives the Avalanche a proven bottom six forward who can provide contributions in a number of areas and also knows the system well. Was this a good trade for Joe Sakic and company?
Yeah, I think so, probably. They get a guy that's familiar, a guy that's been successful, and a guy that's continues to be fairly productive in the way that he's being used or was being used in San Jose. Seems like a pretty good move. More of a glue move, right? Glue move, maybe some late line scoring. I don't know all of the parameters of hockey, but it seems he's the key guy in though of the four guys that moved, right?
I mean, listen, he really didn't move the needle that much when he was here the first time around, But at the end of the day, as somebody much smarter than me who knows hockey much better than I do said, you make the playoffs with your top two lines. You win in the playoffs with your bottom two lines.
Oh, that's interesting.
So with that, is Nieto one of those guys? Is he going to be the next Darren Helm? He hasn't shown me he can be, but maybe he can be.
All right.
And Helm might be done for the season, too. So
that's maybe why they traded
exactly,
for Nieto.
Yeah, exactly.
Right.
There you go. All right, just in case you missed it, Buffalo Bills general manager Brandon Bean, when speaking about how the Bengals roster is constructed, said, I don't want to suck bad enough to have to get Ja'Marr Chase. You got to go through some lean years to do that. Was Bean out of line here to take a swipe at the Bengals' success, or does he have a point?
Well, I think he has a point, but there are better times and places maybe to make it. I mean, you know, the Bengals just came into your house and rocked you. So, you know, maybe you keep that in mind. Whatever. I think he can be right on either side of the equation. I don't think the timing was good.
Let me ask you something.
Optics bad.
And you probably know this better than I do. Did the Buffalo Bills did trade up, or did they not, in 2018 to get Josh Allen? Did they trade up, or was that their pick?
No, I think that was their pick. He was available at, what was it, nine?
Seven.
Seven?
Seven.
Yeah, he was available.
So, it wasn't a trade. It wasn't a trade.
No, it was just...
Well, I got news for you, Billy.
Ooh, there we go.
It's not Billy Bean. What's the guy's first name?
Brandon.
I got news for you, BB. Ja'Marr Chase was the fifth overall pick in the draft, and you guys sucked enough to have the seventh. So you got your quarterback at seven, and they got Chase. I'll tell you right now, I'd have no problems tanking for 3 years to get a guy like Joe Burrow and Ja'Marr Chase.
No.
I'm down on that. That sounds good to me. At the end of the day, BB, your team has failed miserably, and now here comes the narrative. You're wasting the best years of Josh Allen. That's what you're doing.
Well, you certainly have had issues getting up over the hump. And by the way, the Bengals are in the AFC Championship game for the second straight year.
That's right. Yes, they have not been good. And you know what? Their organization is absolutely awful. Worst facilities out there. Owner, who I don't think you truly want to play for. Joe Burrow has them believing. And you know what? I got news for you. I'd rather have Joe Burrow over Josh Allen. Sorry. I would.
It wouldn't be by a ton, but I can certainly make that argument.
Yeah.
Right? I hear you.
Yeah.
I mean, I like both guys. Don't get me wrong. I like both of them a lot. But Joe Burrow has been a gamer the last 2 years.
Right.
Interesting that we've got, what, three of the four quarterbacks in this playoff are still on rookie contracts.
Hurts, obviously.
Yep.
Birdie.
Yep. And Burrow.
Not Mahomes. Oh, you said three of the four.
I said three of the four.
Oh, by the way, I think a streak is going to continue. And this has been going on since 2012. No team has won the Super Bowl when the quarterback has taken up 12.5% of the salary cap or more.
Now that is in the weeds, baby.
So
12.5%. That's your number.
It is. And oh, by the way, Patrick Mahomes is over 17%. Hurts is not. Clearly Purdy is not. And Burrow is still on his rookie contract.
Right.
So that streak could continue if Kansas City eventually gets knocked out.
Which I think they will.
They might.
All right, just in case you missed it, the three finalists for NFL Defensive Player of the Year have been named: Nick Bosa of the 49ers, Micah Parsons of the Cowboys, and Chris Jones of the Chiefs were the three finalists. In your estimation, should Patrick Surtain have been made a finalist for Defensive Player of the Year?
No. And in fact, Micah Parsons is the best of that group, and that's a damn good group. Micah Parsons is an absolute game-wrecking machine.
Here's the thing about those three guys. You can't scheme away from them. You can't scheme away from Bosa.
Right.
You can't scheme away from Micah Parsons. And you can't scheme away from Jones. You don't have to throw Surtain's way.
Yeah. We're talking about Surtain because people have schemed away from him.
That's right. Just like they schemed away from Champ Bailey.
Yes.
Man, Champ doesn't have a lot of interceptions, man. How good can he really be? Nobody throws at him. How do you pick the ball off when the ball's on the other side of the field unless you are like the superhero Flash and you can get from one side of the field to the next in a flash? That was Mountain High Appliance, just in case you missed it. You can walk in any store, try out the appliances before you buy them. Go into the big box store, they look at you and say, you want to try out what? I don't think so. Mountain High Appliance, you can. You can find them in Louisville, Littleton. You can also find their clearance center in Denver. Coming up after the break. Well, still no second interview set up. Is there a reason why? I think there is. Bruce thinks there is. That's next.
For the ones who work hard to ensure their crew can always go the extra mile, and the ones who get in early so everyone can go home on time, there's Grainger, offering professional-grade supplies backed by product experts so you can quickly and easily find what you need. Plus, you can count on access to a committed team ready to go the extra mile for you. Call, click Grainger.com, or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.